Abraham's servant, looking for a bride for Isaac. And he, in his heart, he wondered how in the world he's going to approach someone with his mission. And I'll say again, it's much easier for you to approach someone with your mission than it was him approach someone with his. Much easier. He no doubt prayed about it and decided, I'm going to sit down here at the well when the ladies come to draw water. I'm going to ask for a drink. And if they give me a drink of water, and then I'm not going to ask for more. If she says, I'll water your camels. Now, he's not going to ask her to, but if she volunteers, says, I'll water your camels, I'm going to tell her who I am and my business. And here comes Rebecca. She draws a pitcher of water. Man sitting over here, no doubt his heart's a pounding like yours do when you're fixing to discharge or witness or something. And she started to leave, ask her for a drink. And she really didn't have to do that, but she gave him a drink of water. And while he was a-drinking, she said, I'll water your camels. Now, I'm going to ask you a question, let you answer it, and pass on. What had she not have volunteered and said, I'll water your camels? Would I be preaching about her now? Would her name have ever touched the pages of God's Word? Would she have been the bride of Isaac and the type of the bride of Christ? No. And you know what makes me think of? Some things God may be watching me to see if I do it that I'm never told to do it. Expected but not requested. How many of you would like to water some camels? You know what I mean. You know exactly what to do. Something you're not asked to do. You're not told to do. Do it willingly, cheerfully, gladly, of your own initiative. You wasn't told by the missionary board to do it when you left, but you get down there and you see a need. And I'm going to be honest with you, that's all God's going to ever show you is a need. And then if you'll meet that need, if you'll do something about that need, now, I could preach a long time on that and just take it into Scripture. Just so much Bible. The Lord said to that disciple, if that owner of that coat says anything to you about untying it, just tell him I have need of it. Just tell him I need it. That's all you have to tell him. I've often said that could be the reason that man had the coat. God knew where he could get it. That's all he'll ever show you. That's all he showed David was a need of somebody to meet Goliath. And you're going to see needs. Needs. Now, we'll forget one time there were some heralds left on the platform, this little stack of heralds. We always bought them and give them to the membership. And I told the members, I said, take these heralds and place them somewhere in waiting rooms somewhere. Brother Tenney's mother raised her hand. I said, Sister Tenney? She said, Brother Glass, I think some of them ought to be down. There was a government building in Derrick then called the USO. It belongs to the city now, and it's called a civic center. But that USO was built for servicemen. They go there and relax and had reading material and radios and televisions and what have you for there, just a place for them to go. She said, I think some of them ought to be placed down in the USO, Brother Glass. I said, Sister Tenney, come and get some of them and take them down there. She said, I said, oh, no. You think God showed you the need of them being there, but you want somebody else to do it. And if so many people sees a great need, they'll run go tell the pastor. Why don't you do it? God showed you, and he didn't tell you to tell the pastor either. The pastor can get his mail from God just like you can. Praise the Lord! Giving an altar call. Young man left his seat. I'm way around here up on the platform with me, and I'm making the appeal. A young man and his wife came with Clifford and Glory to church that night. Clifford and Glory was man and wife. And he said, now, Brother Glass, don't look right now, whispering in my ear. He said, you see that man with his wife, with Glory and I? And I said, yeah, I see him, Clifford said. I believe if you'll go back there and speak to him, I believe they'll come to the altar. And just turned my head a little bit. I said, Clifford, the Lord didn't tell you to come up here and tell me that. He told you to speak to him. And you're trying to push it off on me. You go back there and do what God told you to. The audience is out there. Nobody heard it. We were up here on the platform. Clifford eased back and went back. I kept the altar service open to give him time. He went back there and spoke to that young man. Him and his wife both came to the altar. Repented, received the Holy Ghost. We're trying to put it off on someone else. All God's ever going to show you is a need. And when you get down there, you're going to see needs the missionary board never even mentioned to you.
Yes, sir.
Draw the water. Water the camel. Water the camel. Praise God. Praise God.
Praise
the Lord. Well, I got 2 more minutes. The servant told her, wanted to go home with her, the essence of it. He went and they introduced him to the family. And they asked him to eat dinner. I like this. Boy, I like this. He said, No, I'm not going to eat until I tell you my mission. I didn't come down here to eat. I knew I was going to have to eat when I got here, but that isn't what I came for. I'm here on business for my master. And I'm going to tend to that business before I eat. Oh, I could ask you what you're going to the field for. Don't let nothing interfere with that. I must tell you my business first. All right, tell it. And he told it. And the whole family, even the brother, he concluded that that's the will of God. That must be the will of God. And they talked it over without Rebecca. The family talked it over. Family was willing for her to go. And they concluded, let's call her in and ask her. And they called her in and said, will you go with this man? It's the will of everybody else, but Rebecca's will is involved. Praise God. It's the will of the United Pentecostal Church that you go to the mission field. You've been accepted by the missionary board, and the general board never turns down one the missionary board presents to them or recommends to them. Never. I've never known of the general board to turn one down that the missionary board passed on and recommended. So you've passed all the boards. Here you are in school. You're just about ready to go. Praise God. Will you go? Will you go? Everybody else is willing. Will you? Will you? And Rebecca said, I will.
Praise the Lord.
I will. I will. Brother Roden, would give me one more minute, will you?
Absolutely.
You fired me after this. I'm going to be fired anyway. I just as well take advantage of it. I'll just remind you briefly of Ruth. Orpah had the same chance Ruth had. Same words were said to her. Identically situated, the daughter-in-law just like Ruth was. And she went back. Naomi told them to go back to their people. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee. Whether thou goest, I will go. I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your God will be my God. Where you die, I will die. Where you're buried, I will be. I will, I will, I will. Praise God. And if you want to know why Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane, it was get willing to go to Calvary. The truth. He flinched from Calvary. He flinched from it. He asked God in Gethsemane, if it can be your will, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will. Not my will. Friends, if you have trouble finding the will of God, go to Gethsemane. A lot of people trying to serve God unwillingly for the lack of prayer. Pray, 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 pray. You'll get willing in prayer. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Let's stand.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you.